We're back on the Weird But Homeless podcast, impromptu podcast. Not even at the table. We're sitting on a couch watching LSU versus Texas. Been a losing day for you. Well, been a losing day for me.
It's been a
half and half for you.
Half and half.
So, for those of you who don't know, so Habib beat Dustin by submission in the third round. I was a little disappointed.
Well, man, it was a close fight. It was a good fight. It was, because there were times where Khabib was in danger, where he was, he had a chance of actually losing it. He almost got choked and he almost got knocked out, or at least finished, you know, I guess you'd say.
And the most disappointing thing that happened today, ULM. 44-45 against Florida State.
Holla at your boy. All them young college girls.
Anyways.
Watching, we say we're watching the LSU game already?
I don't know. We're watching the LSU versus Texas game. And LSU is up 37-28 with only about 6 minutes left in the fourth.
Yeah, I don't see Texas going down too slow. And then LSU just every single time just goes down and scores easily.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Texas used to be like a powerhouse too, and it's just kind of I feel like they've lost something in the past 10 years since Vincent Young left.
They got the outer shell. But just where it counts, they don't have it. They have the fan base. They have the stadium. They have the
funds.
They have everything. They just can't fucking win. I don't know what it is.
And ULM is the exact opposite. We can't win. We don't have the funds.
So ULM was down 24-7?
I think so.
So whenever you texted me, you watching this, I had passed out with Rizzo on my lap. And I woke up, and I was like, what? Oh, my God.
I was sitting at Chili's eating with the girlfriend, and I'm trying to, like, sit there and constantly refresh my phone, hoping something magically happens.
And I kept going to Twitter, and I was like, oh, God.
Okay. We were up at one point, too, 35-31, and then they scored. Then it went into overtime. Look, I'm not saying I can make that kick.
I'm not saying that. Look, being a coach is hard as fuck. I don't care what anyone says. Whether you're a junior high coach, a high school coach, college coach, I'm sure it gets harder in different levels and everything's different in situations. But I know it's hard. But I don't know how you don't just go for two in that situation.
I think you do. I think you are. Oh, shit. What's happening? How is that not pass interference?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay, that threw the flag. They pushed him. Okay. Let's examine this from a statistical standpoint, the ULM-Florida State game. Okay.
Wait, I meant to tell you something else whenever you do when we're recording a podcast. I was actually showing Tim how to probably get everything started. Another thing I like to do. Now, I can kind of tell. See, it's where it says 89, 90. Yeah.
I don't foresee us being here an hour and a half doing this particular episode either.
Well, I don't think so either. I'm just saying those aren't seconds. Those are beats
per minute.
Beats per minute, maybe, I guess. So about 2,400 is where whenever I know what time it is. But I usually put on a timer so – or stop my stopwatch on so I can have an idea of where we're at. So, there's something you didn't know.
Damn.
Come on, man. You
can't
just fucking
up. But,
can't take a sack there.
You know, if you're ULM, you have to understand, nobody thought you'd even be in this game, and you have a chance to win it. You were winning at one point, too.
You got to go for two. I don't care. You're not expected to win. No one thinks you have a fucking chance in hell. You got to go for it. If you lose, it's like, hey, that's what everyone expected to happen. But if you win, shit, you went in there and got a fucking check, and you won.
That's like the most insulting thing ever, too, is then they have to write you the check to come in there and win.
Yeah. Fucking Tennessee fucking lost again.
Yeah, but losing to BYU ain't the same as losing to Georgia State, because Georgia State's only been in Division I for like 3 years. Maybe a little longer.
How does a team come in 3 years ago into division and then go to a fucking bowl game? I'm sure they'll go to another one this year.
Georgia State didn't go to a bowl game last year.
I'm sure they will again. I'm sure they will.
Hold up. Which one? The Golden Eagles went to a bowl game. There's the one that's the Bobcats did not. I don't know which one's which.
I should know all this shit, but truth be told, I still have in my mind the old school Sun Belt, like Middle Tennessee.
Like half the teams that ain't even there anymore?
Yeah. They moved to different conferences. But hold on. Let me see if I can do something.
What's that?
I Okay, here it goes. Keep it going, Tim.
Okay. Why am I keeping it going? I don't know. You feel like you're doing something shady right now.
No, I'm not doing anything shady. I'm not doing anything shady at all.
I click on NCAA football stuff, and then all of a sudden I get all the... I just want Sun Belt football.
Kyle. You're on the podcast right now.
All right.
All right, I need you to give me a recap of the ULM game, the ongoing LSU game, and the Florida game.
I turned off the Florida because it was too much of a spanking. ULM, I can't even talk about it yet.
Let me ask you something, because we were, me and Ferris talked about it when I first got over here, and it's like we weren't, you know, we couldn't even be sad. We weren't surprised. It's like, oh, we lost. I just turned off the radio and went about my life as normal.
I can barely hear you, Tim.
Okay, so basically you said it made sense coming from ULM for that to happen. So do you think that ULM should have went for two?
I was saying go for two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes more sense.
Everybody has said.
What is there to lose? All right, what do you think about this? Yeah. What do you feel about this LSU game?
I thought they were DBU.
I thought Texas was DBU. Who's DBU anymore?
Who is that?
The only DBU that's worth talking about is Florida.
Okay. All right, Kyle.
Shutout tonight.
Against who?
Tennessee Martin, come on.
Who knows? Mother Mary's blind kids.
I don't know. That might have put up more of a fight.
Okay, Kyle. If we keep you on the phone, people's gonna bitch because of our sound quality. So thank you for coming on.
All right,
Brandon. Hell.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. He made it. That motherfucker. My dumbass was about to say, "Go for it."
Once again, this is what we ain't coaching.
I'm not a goddamn coach. What you looking up over there?
It said Georgia Southern played last week against LSU and lost.
Okay.
So Georgia State is the one that played Tennessee last week and came in and won. I think Georgia Southern is the Golden Eagles. And Georgia State is whatever they are, and I'm pretty sure that's true. Georgia State did not go to a bowl game. Georgia Southern did.
Today we're brought to you by Tarani pre-made caramel
sauce.
What
have I told you about plugging shit that ain't actually?
It's if you need good caramel sauce for your beignets, they're an excellent way to go.
By the way, Ferris made beignets earlier. They touched my soul.
They're fucking good. I looked over and I saw you like thinking, I was like, I wonder if these are going to be good because I don't know if I have the heart to tell Ferris if they suck. And then I looked back over like within a minute and they were already gone. I was like, well, I guess he liked them.
They were quite delicious. Do you go for an onside kick here or you just boot
it? Fuck no, you boot the motherfucker. You can give LSU the ball right now on the 1 yard line and they'll go all the way down and score. That's what they've done the whole game. So why give the ball on the 40 yard line? So they can kick a field goal and make it, you know, long ass game again. Or a hard game, I guess you'd say. But yeah, that's why I'm not a coach. So
yep. That's all right. Matt Vietor maybe has two seasons left and he might not be a coach anymore either.
Well, I think he has a better job security than the Florida's coach right now.
The Florida State, you mean?
Florida State. I kept saying Florida, but it's Florida State.
Say UF probably has a decent chance right now. They're undefeated. Florida State, you riding a bicycle that's got some flat tires right now.
This game is pretty much this LSU game is pretty much gone the way I thought it would be. I was like, I thought LSU would win, but I knew it wouldn't be just the blowout that everyone was thinking it was going to be. But Texas just can't fucking stop shit. They just can't. Boom. See, watch. He's going to 10 yards.
Oh, I don't know. That might.
Did they? Hold on a second. Did they? No
I
way.
Think,
no.
I think he was down.
He was down. Come on.
He was down.
No way. He was down.
Unless that ball came out from a different angle that we couldn't see, but it looked like he was down.
Oh, no. I think it's a fumble.
I don't know. We're going to find out.
I think it's a fumble.
From the I think it's okay. Here we go.
One, two.
He made a fumble. Oh, that is a fumble.
No, I think his knee touched. Oh, shit.
I don't know. It doesn't matter anyway. And that,
I got the whole team on my back. Hold up.
Okay. They're,
why not fucking challenging it?
I mean, you're down six. You can't stop shit.
Come on, Tim.
Hell yeah, man.
His knee was down.
Okay, let's find out. This is going to be the, okay. Can the ground cause a fumble in college football?
I don't know. But here's the thing. I don't think his knees were up, but his elbow didn't touch the ground, I don't think. I think it's his wrist.
Because as he – I don't know the rules.
Runner is down right
His knees
there.
Were not down. And the ball hits – the ground causes the fumble. I don't know if the ground caused the
I don't know the rules in college football as well.
I don't know. Because I know in NFL, the ground cannot cause a fumble.
The problem is I don't think it wasn't called a fumble on the play. So – I don't know. I don't know the rule. It's going to come down to what the rule is.
I would hate to be the ref.
Yeah. But if they give him the ball back, oh my God. Okay.
Look at this kid.
Ooh, this kid is crying. It ain't that serious, kid. I'm just going to throw this out there, but if you cry because of a football team, I'm like.
That dude was 8, Tim. Give him a break. Now, I can say you can be depressed about if the team loses, especially when they lose like 8 in a row and you work for them and you're around it all the time. You can't escape.
And you still got to wake up at 5 o'clock no matter what.
Yeah, it's like, shit. Okay, buddy. That little kid's crying. What if that kid was like, fuck you?
As long as he said "fuck you" on the Weird But Harmless podcast, that'd be cool. They
Texas, they can't even take a field goal. They have to just stop them.
All right, play-by-play commentary. The University of Texas lines up in the 4-3. Oh, maybe that's a nickel package. I apologize.
First and 10. Quarterback back in the gun. Running back to his left.
Ref blows the whistle, saying, "Oh, okay, we got another thing going on here." The Foot Locker employees come on the field.
Who?
The Foot Locker.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, who decided that the refs are going to be, you know, white and black like that? I guess it just stands out the most. That's why. The game clock was erroneously started because of the charged timeout.
Who uses the word erroneous? Like, I mean, that's just not
people who aren't fucking troglodytes like us. Troglodytes. I was going to say Cretan, but then I wanted to go to troglodyte. So I went to troglodyte. it seemed. But you know what? I like. That's a good one. I'm going to use that one from now. Troglodyte.
We're going to make
troglodyte.
We're going to make a Weird But Harmless podcast that says you're a troglodyte.
You just have a caveman drooling.
That'd be your. God.
How unlike.
University of Texas. Okay, I'm just saying. They've ran a skinny post on you all game. I'm not a coach, once again. Maybe I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I noticed these things. That they're running the same route all game.
I mean, they really haven't done anything less. Okay. Come on, man. You can't just let them do that to you. If Texas loses, it's because their fucking defense can't stop fucking shit. And look at that girl in the fucking yellow. Did you miss her?
I guess I did, but I ain't worried about it.
Oh, I got it. I got you. I can say she's hot. You know what? You know why I can? That's why. You doing okay over there, Tim? Oh, there they go. Fucking another touchdown. Tim is fucking broke over there. You okay? Anyways, she was hot. And I can say it. How's that guy doing?
So anyway, I went to go see It Chapter 2 today. One bad. A little long.
There's Hans Banger. We should play with his son, Wes Monroe. Back in the gun.
I drank a lot of beer in high school.
Here comes the snap. Sits back in the pocket.
Oh, he got sacked.
Tell you one thing I realized. We are not good at being commentators.
Well, I think we're actually trying to be football commentators and just being ourselves.
It's true. You're just like... You didn't see what I saw on TV. Did you see what I saw?
I guess not. Anyways.
It was on PC, I promise. Okay, good job.
The question is, are you allowed to not be... I mean, you're half minority, so, I mean, maybe...
Yeah, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Maybe you get a little way with...
If someone bitches at me and they're white, I'm going to be like, you're just a white liberal thinking you
that
can tell
that dude looks like he fits the epitome of the University of Texas right there. He's got a button-up shirt, a slicked-over haircut. If that dude...
Defense, yeah.
Let me tell you, that they do have a badass stadium. I was there when they opened it and had the... whenever they added made it 110,000 or some shit like that, we were the first game ULM.
And they spanked the piss out of us.
They whipped our ass. We did have the longest touchdown from scrimmage for the longest time. It was like 89 yards.
When Luther caught it and just outran everybody.
Just fucking ran. Yeah. All right.
I remember you told me that too, and you said the Texas players were like, "How is this dude that fast?"
I'm like, geez. That was the only time that we did anything worth the shit worth.
I want to say he was the third fastest guy in college. And like,
watch, LSU is going to get the first down on this. Watch. They're not going to. You got to send some pressure. There's no way.
Oh my God. And he houses it.
My God. Well, there it was good while it lasted, I guess.
Hey, don't worry.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, LSU. You still got to play Bama. And when I say you got to play Bama, I mean you got to lose to Bama. Because you can't beat them. You just don't know how. And the reason you don't know how is because they have better players than you. They have better coaches. You're like Alabama light. That's what you are. You're not LSU.
I think they have a better chance of beating them this year, honestly. Alabama, well, they did put like 70 fucking points in the first three quarters on the team.
At Oregon.
Future Angola residents right there. Hold up. LSU's track record doesn't prove me wrong.
How does that happen? No. Oh, man. They're so close. You tried, Texas. You tried. Now we have to hear LSU fans for another goddamn week. Let me guess. They got fucking...
When you're stealing shit in New Orleans, though, I mean, you learn to run fast.
Jesus Christ. Who would do that?
LSU players.
There's the girl in the dress. I don't have a fart right now. Oh, man. Fuck you.
I still make more money than anybody in the stadium.
All right.
LSU just has an ugly-ass logo, too. Like, it's so plain and basic.
Who?
LSU.
Does anyone have the same color scheme?
The Vikings.
Well, I'm talking about in college.
I'm sure.
I would just...
I'm sorry, but ULM has the coolest logo in the state.
Yep, that's nail in the coffin.
My name's Ed Orgeron. I don't know. I wish I could be Nick Saban, but I can't. He gets the better players.
Wasn't it a Florida kicker that decommitted from Florida, and he got a letter from Nick Saban that was being a fucking dick to him? Like, you fucking fool. How dare you? Come on, man. That was so fucking terrible. Come on, phone.
Saints and the Texans play Monday night. How about that?
Yeah. How about it? What if Texas goes down and scores and gets the fucking, like, onside kick? How insane would that be?
I'd be happy.
Burrow.
I'm sure he's an award-winning, tolerant citizen. Or more than likely, he's a douchebag jock who thinks his shit don't stink. And if I watch him get fucking murked on the field, I'd be like, eh. World is now a better place.
Tell us how you really feel, Tim.
Fuck him.
Okay. So, Georgia. Jesus. 63-17. Alabama.
You know what I noticed right there? Hold up. Let's look at all this. Outside of Clemson and Texas A&M, none of these teams seemingly played a motherfucker. And this is why I don't like college football.
Honestly, most weeks of college football, there's out of all those games, there's only a few games that are worth the shit to watch, man.
Right. Like, I'll give it this. This game so far has been actually worth my time to watch. But most games are just fucking blowouts.
Well, they're playing for love of the game. No, they're not.
I'm sorry your dreams died in high school.
Tim's Mr. Cynical today.
I was the second string O lineman for the state champion West Monroe Rebels. Yep, and you didn't even peak in high school. So how was junior high going for you? Oh, by the way, get back to scrubbing my fucking shoes, hillbilly.
Damn.
I'm on one tonight. Yeah, I don't know
what's going on.
I don't know what happened.
I don't want to make you mad. You say something mean to me.
What was it you said about this one dude who said I talk too much? It's like, no, usually Tim don't say a fucking word. Usually he's standing over the corner looking like he's plotting to kill people.
Yeah, and that's because he usually is. Let's see what Bleacher Report says. A Texas fan is going through it. How about that kid? Great job there, son. I don't know. Who's LSU got next week? Do we know? LSU skit. Oh, man. They have the powerhouse that is Northwest State.
Ooh.
Northwestern. Gosh. When do they play another fucking good game? Vanderbilt? No. Utah State? No. Florida? Then the 12th. That's the next fucking game that fucking matters. And then let's
see. Get the worst goddamn email that I was not expecting.
Who?
Me. I thought I turned something off on my PlayStation account, and I didn't. So, like, it automatically renewed, and it's only $25, but it's $25 that I was just not expecting to get taken out of my account.
Not eating the day. Let's see. Somebody's hurt. Did what were you talking about, the Andrea Lee fight earlier?
Yeah. She did good to me. It was actually a really good fight. She just looked like she gassed out a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to bring it up. Here it goes. Do you hold it against her that she used to be married to a guy? Okay, I'm not going to say he was a Nazi. I'm just saying he had a swastika and the lightning bolts, SS lightning bolts. Now, his thing, this is what he said, apparently, is that he was in prison, so he joined a gang so he wouldn't, be hurt, he'd have someone to protect him.
Right.
But I would feel that once you got out, you would take those off, unless you take them off, someone might kill you. You know, it's like a gang, and I don't know. This is all assumption, like stuff I've learned from prison, like from TV. Come on, Tim. Help me out here.
I'm thinking, not knowing what's in his heart makes it hard to judge.
Okay. Well, I know what else is in his heart. Him beating the shit out of her.
That happening makes it hard to go, man, maybe this guy just did what he had to do to survive. And, and if that's the truth, hey, man, I can't hate on a guy. Because I get sent to prison, I might do some shit to make sure I survive, too.
That's true. That's what I was thinking. The only thing I think of is like, well, if I went to prison, I'm going to have white and half Arab. I don't know what fucking gang I would join. I'd probably just fucking get raped to death. But and here's Texas. They're going to throw in a long bomb.
He caught it.
He caught it. Okay, get up to the line. They don't have enough time to do fucking shit. No, I do want them to score so I can see an onside kick.
It's always my favorite play.
Until it's going against your team, that's fucking terrible. Hey, come on, guys. Don't throw it, you fucking fool. You fool. So LSU is up 45-31 with a minute left in the game. Texas is down to around the 30. They're going to try to score. Try to. Jesus. Look, LSU scored. They had 575 yards, but Texas had 510. You know, so, okay, so LSU won the game fairly handedly, but what does it say about their defense? Is it as good as you thought it was? Maybe their offense is better than you thought it was, but good defense doesn't let 500 yards come up like that.
You know who wouldn't let that happen? Nick Saban.
Nick Saban won't, except against Clemson. But they're the only team to fucking win shit. Texas just, they didn't never had the hurry up this whole fucking game. They just dragged fucking ass the whole time.
Yeah, that's not going to win. Oh, well, okay. Full disclosure, by the way, I'm just a hater. So if anybody's like, man, what the fuck? I'm just a hater. I'm allowed to be a hater. It's America. America's great.
That's
so,
right.
So I'm allowed to be a hater.
We're born fucking haters. You know what I think America does so well is because we really don't give a fuck. We don't care what anyone says or anyone thinks. We just do what we want, even if it's fucking insane. And, like, Europe can make fun of us all they want, but we outperform Europe in every goddamn thing on the fucking earth. Can you name me one country in Europe that's went to the moon? No one.
I don't even think America did.
Even those godless commies couldn't get to the fucking moon, so fuck them. With their potatoes and vodka. They couldn't do it. All right, Texas, fucking throw it in the goddamn end zone. Because I want to see the fucking onside kick.
Damn, he hurled that bitch. Oh, how is that? Yeah.
It is. Yeah, he dragged his ass down.
Sucks to be you, motherfucker.
So you never really answered me about the Nazi.
I mean, I said since I don't know what it's in his heart, I can't really. I mean, yeah.
Okay, I'm talking about her.
Do I hold her accountable?
Yeah. Her used to be married to a guy with swastikas and shit. My thing is this, like, I don't know what's, like I said, don't know what's in her heart. She's not with him anymore. I mean, is she allowed to fucking grow from it and not be a crappy person? Or we're just not going to allow people to fucking change. Well, it used to be then. It's like, well, they're not like that anymore. They've changed.
People are allowed to change.
Give them a fucking break.
I hate this one thing. It's like, man, people are allowed to change. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Okay.
We got 24 seconds. So it's 37, 8, 39. So, yeah, you just go kick a regular kick field goal.
I was going to say, you just kick a regular field goal, 38. Then we get the onside kick.
I will fucking shit my pants if they get the onside kick.
I'll shit my pants if they come back and score.
If they come back and score to win it, I'm going to fucking laugh my ass off.
Look how
big those fucking linemen are. Jeez. All right. 38. 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45. Yeah, just a touchdown, next point.
I don't think their kicker's going to miss. I could be wrong, though. That is a square jaw right there.
Jeez. Andrew, he would like that. You know, there's good white genetics.
That's not fair.
It isn't. It is not fair. What you need to do is start dating a black guy so you can be like, fuck off. That's what you need to do. Andrew Lee, if you hear that, that's what you need to do, okay?
If you also want to come on the podcast, that'd be great.
Yeah, God. Is she living in Shreveport?
I don't know. I know she trains out of a crater and a different gym, too, another gym.
Let's see. All right, onside kick.
Is this the toughest play in football, you think?
Yeah, it's just so hard to get it to go right. Because you can kick a ball far, you can kick a ball accurately, you can throw a ball, You can run fast. You can do everything else. It's pretty natural. But making that ball do that is pretty difficult. Because if it wasn't, it would just happen all the time in the NFL. You know,
right.
It would happen all the time. Like, yeah, it probably happens more in high school. But I didn't really realize how bright those blue lights on the microphones were.
Here we
go.
Texas lines up for the onside kick.
So he's got to go 10 yards.
10 yards. 10 yards.
I bet it goes back the other way.
I bet it don't even go 10 yards. Oh, shit. Oh, he got it.
No. Did he get it?
I don't know.
Did he get it?
He got it, but I don't know if he landed.
He
landed.
Oh my goodness.
This is, whew.
Oh, no. No way. Come on.
I mean, Texas got it. I just don't know if he got it before he went out of bounds. So it's a,
that was a good kick.
That was. I didn't think it was going to make it. I don't know, though. It might have hit a Texas player before. Oh, shit. He didn't have it.
He never had it.
That is LSU's football.
Oh.
It is LSU's ball in Texas.
Oh, no. Oh, man. You got to make that.
I thought he had it, too. He did have it until he hit the ground. You got to hold on to that, baby. You got to hold on.
Oh, my God.
Got to hold on to the football.
Kickoff out of bounds.
Well.
That was nice while it lasted.
Wasn't it, though? And
like I said, I don't know if it's impressive that what LSU did or what Texas didn't do.
Fuck. Well, let's watch Stanford USC.
What about Serbia versus Spain?
Where's that?
I don't know. I'm just fucking with you. If you make me watch basketball, I will fucking hate you. But if you make me watch Spain versus Serbia in a basketball game, I'll fucking kill you.
What about the Overwatch League playoffs?
Oh man, I kind of thought there was a not flag football. What do you call it? A frisbee thing?
Ultimate frisbee.
Yeah, at first I thought that's what the logo was. Like, I'll watch that. Don't fucking judge me.
I'm judging.
I can feel your judgment from over there. Is this the only game that's going on right now?
I mean, it is in California. And in California, it's only 8:30.
Okay. Damn it, man. He, you know what I was really hoping? If that ball slowed down and he just picked it up and housed the motherfucker.
How great would that have been?
That would have been fucking crazy. Wow.
Wow. Miami 0-2.
Fuck Miami. Stanford. Stanford's probably one of the most impressive college football teams. Now, granted, they do lower the standards for athletes.
Actually, I don't think they do.
They don't?
I think you better be.
You got to get there.
I think, like, I might be one of the few schools that doesn't.
I know the SEC does. They
How
can, like,
dare
cro- they
you
can,
question
like,
the integrity of the SEC?
They can have troglodytes. Cretan troglodytes. Wow.
I think I've talked about this before. Is he going to house this?
No.
No. I think I talked about this before, but some professor, like, I think it was at University of North Carolina, did, like, an average ACT score of most football players, and the SEC's average ACT score was only 15.
That means that one half of the people who took it got less than a 15. That's what that means. Now, granted, it could have been a 14, but I'm just saying.
Maybe it wasn't that. There was somewhere in there. There was an average score of a 15. Like, that's pretty impressive to be that dumb.
God, I could make a little higher than that. I'm pretty stupid.
I mean, apparently we all made higher than that when we got to ULM. And you did at least have a 20.
Damn, I should have just tried out for a sport in the SEC. And then got in and then fucking quit the sport. Fuck y'all. I'll pay the tuition. I just got in. I got the hardest part over with. I got in. Fuck off.
College athletics. We're going to be picky about who we let in, unless you're on a 4-2.
The quicker your 40 speed, the less we judge you for your stupidity.
I want to say Stanford's the hardest college to get into in America.
I think it's West Point.
Google.
I think it's West Point. But it's kind of unfair because you got to be more than just a student. You have to be like, you got a student, you got to be kind of an athlete. You got to be recruited.
Let's see. University.
They better not say some fucking art school in fucking Massachusetts.
With the lowest acceptance rate.
Dun 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 dun. What is it, Tim?
Good.
It has to be the first fucking Google result, Tim. Come on.
That's what I'm going with. Give me a second. Okay. Son of a bitch.
What is it?
I don't know. I just came up something else. I don't know what the fucking thing I clicked on. All right.
Lowest.
I did lowest acceptance rate, and the school with the lowest acceptance rate in 2017 was Stanford University.
All right. You got it.
Here we go. Let's try this.
Juilliard. Harvard, 5%. Stanford, 5%. Curtin. University of Pikeville, Kentucky has 100%.
Shit.
We
Minerva, this one thing, Minerva Schools of Keck Graduate Institute. What the fuck is that? Curtis Institute of Music, Harvard University. Okay. Juilliard, Princeton, MIT. Pomona.
Like, if I could think of a school that I know there's no way in hell I could get in, it's MIT. There's no way.
I might could fumble fuck my way into Stanford and Harvard, but I doubt it. But
there's just, I have no, I have a better chance flying to the fucking moon than
West Point is a 10% acceptance rate.
Well, I'll be damned.
Either way, they still won't let you and me in.
Sure as fuck won't.
Vanderbilt, let's see, is a... I've never even heard of any of these colleges. I'd like to say ULM, thank you for letting me go to college there, because this just makes me realize I'm a dumb fuck.
Who's the coach right here? All right, enough looking shit up, Tim.
I don't know. I'm just curious now to some of these fucking...
College days are over. We're not going back.
And if I do go back, it won't be for what it went... Oh, here's Tulane. 21%. I guess anyway, back to the real... Thank you, ULM. Having low standards.
What can we do without your low ass standards?
Probably would have gone to a trade school and learned how to actually do something productive with our life.
I couldn't sit somewhere and weld all day. I would eventually hang myself.
Cause it's gone so well.
Huh?
Cause it's gone so well without it.
It's gone well enough for me. I have fucking experience and shit. I know how to build a goddamn subdivision. You know how to build a subdivision? Because I do. I can guarantee none of our friends how to build a subdivision. If you said, Ferris, here's a piece of property. I need you to develop a subdivision. Guess what I can do? I can develop a subdivision.
Well, luckily for me, I could cut that fucking subdivision's grass.
It took me about 6 months to be able to do that, but goddamn it, you're not going to steal my thunder away from me. Not going to happen. What happened to USC? They're kind of like Texas, too. They ain't fucking done shit.
I think they got hit with them sanctions after Reggie Bush and when Pete Carroll hauled ass, and that was that. Because he looked like a genius. He got the fuck out of Dodge before any punishment came upon him.
I don't think he should have given up his Heisman.
He still had to do
the
weird ass shit
he still had to earn it. Come on. You still got the fucking Heisman. You know, the guy who was in second place is not going to think, oh, I got the Heisman now. Because... At least I would think he had more respect for himself. But this is America, where we have no respect for anything that we fucking do for ourselves. We will whore ourselves out for anything, including myself.
Well, that score, Indiana versus East Illinois, 52-0.
Yay, college football, it's so exciting. We have 80 games, only three of them are good each week.
Who do you think wins next week's out of Gaethje and Cowboy?
Cowboy? I think Cowboy wins.
Really?
Yeah. I hope so.
I still say you can probably look at the brain cells leaving that arena as they go.
Who else is fighting?
I don't know. Let's find out. Deep.
Today, what's the Curtis Blades?
Mm-hmm.
He won pretty handily. He beat a Russian up.
There were a lot of Russians on this card.
Well, yeah. But, man, Khabib, he has a thing where he gets his legs wrapped around you. He wraps his legs around your legs, holds one wrist, and just beats the shit out of you.
Right outside of that fight, Glover Teixeira versus Nikita Krylov.
That fight would have been interesting 4 years ago.
Maybe. So 5 years.
Once Glover Teixeira lost to John Jones, I really haven't cared about watching him anymore. What's the tall Scandinavian fella?
Alexander Gustafsson.
Yeah, he pretty much put an exclamation mark on that with fucking knocking him the fuck out. So
he might be coming back to fight Luke Rockhold.
Who?
Gustafsson? Yeah.
I thought he retired.
He did, but nobody ever really retires. That's why you can't take somebody's retirement word whenever they just lost. Because, you're in a...
You know, I hate to say it. I know it's shitty. You know who I'd like to see? I'd like to see Khabib versus GSP.
It'd be a good fight. It'd be a decent fight to me. Maybe.
But you're talking about not retiring. I mean, Chuck Liddell.
He needs to
retire.
He
needs to retire or he's going to fucking die.
BJ Penn needs to retire, too.
Well, he's out of the UFC.
Yeah, you're losing on the street, sir.
Let's see.
Nate Diaz versus Jorge Masvidal was announced today too.
I'm excited for that fight.
I kind of am too.
Ryan Bader.
I guess he won.
I don't know yet. So he's on. He is on a win streak from 2016. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fight win streak.
Who is this? Ryan Bader?
Yeah. But the thing is, could he come in the UFC? Do you think Bellator pays better? There's no way that they do. Can there?
They do have Viacom checkbook.
Okay. DAZN.
That Viacom checkbook is
Is that how you say it? DAZN? Is that how you say DAZN? We have 9 countries across 4 continents around the world in service sports offering live demand. All right, anyone on the podcast ever use this? Anyone? No? Okay.
I'm just not subscribing for another subscription service. I'm sorry.
There's so many of them.
If I got one more, I'm going to do it's probably going to be Disney Plus.
And I hate that I'm even saying that, but God damn it.
Mandalorian looked good. And Obi-Wan did too.
Disney just knows how to. I swear it's the devil. The devil made that company.
I'm 100% convinced one day we're not going to be the United States of America. Part of the country is going to be the United States of Disney. And you think I'm fucking joking, but I'm not.
United States of Disney, different corporations that can control each part of the world.
I think that's 100% the truth.
Do you remember?
Because also they pay for our government, and the government's just like, we're gonna give them some kickbacks, and it's like, because all they care about is money and power, but they don't realize like these companies are slowly growing more powerful than them.
That's where it all went wrong, right there.
What would Louisiana be? You think we'd be? I feel like we might would be CenturyLink, whichever one it is.
certainly it's going to be in fucking Denver. They're going to fucking... I don't know how they haven't got out of here.
I think the city of Monroe threw them...
I think we threw them the last bone we have. And next time... When's the contract?
2023, I think. I don't know. It could be wrong.
They don't have names in the back of their jerseys.
It's about the team, Ferris.
It's about the team. Team effort.
It's a fucking team.
United Airlines Field.
Okay.
What? I've been farting like a fucking savage all goddamn day.
You have, sir. You have. It's a little annoying.
Man, about an hour and a half, I hit the old papaw sleep. I was sitting here, wrapped up in this little blanket, had the dog laying on me, and she was passed out, and I was passed out, but I was like in that passed out, you know, but my
damn,
neck.
Tech barely beat Grambling.
What was the score?
20-14. Hey, we should play Tech.
You know what? Maybe ULM's better than what we give ourselves credit for. I'm being very, like, until we get to a bowl game and we're actually in it, like, I do not believe we'll be there. I'm very cynical.
It's hard not to be cynical. We've been here before and not gone.
How many times have we lost because of a goddamn fucking PAT or close-ass field goal? How many times is this going to happen to us?
A lot, because it happened last year. It's happened several times. That's why I was like, man, we don't have... And this isn't a knock on our kicker, because it's happened throughout history. It's just our kickers aren't clutch. I'm not saying I could do it either. So if you're wondering, could you do it? The answer is no. I'm also not giving a free ride to do it.
Yeah,
either.
It's like I got a scholarship for kicking. I've tried to do a little bit better. I wonder...
They didn't hand out scholarships for beer pong, so what the fuck?
Okay, here's a question. I don't know what the answer is. So if you're a kicker for, say, some college, but you just something happens and you just can't make a fucking kick anymore, can they cut you from the team and take your scholarship away?
I really don't know the answer to that.
They offer you a 4-year scholarship, but you eat shit and you are no good, but you stay on the team. You don't quit. Do you keep your scholarship even though they bring someone in? And you basically do nothing except hold field goals. And you don't even do anything for the team, like during the game. You're just constantly doing nothing except helping the new kicker kick his field goals.
I don't know, first, but that would be a sweet ride if it was.
Jeez. I mean, what is a kicker? What should a kicker do during practice? Because practice is like 2 hours, but do they just kick all the time, just the whole fucking time? I would think they should, but they're fucking lazy.
You'd be the person to answer that more than me.
Tim, can you just answer something? Just lie. Could you just lie and tell me an answer?
Fine. I'm sure he's out there holding a clipboard, keeping track of how many running plays they run.
You want to tell you a funny thing is a lot of them did that. A lot of them would do that kind of shit. Because, I mean, you can only
kick so many field goals.
Yeah, until your fucking leg gets fatigued and you can't fucking kick anymore.
I'd be like, fuck it, coach. I'm going home. I got this.
But the thing is, you got to make everything. It's like, hey, get me within a 45-yard field goal and I'll make it every time.
Can't do that. Eat shit.
Yeah, fuck off. Got to get me closer. Why couldn't you make it 70-yard field goal? Because y'all's fucking offense fucking sucks a fat dick. Y'all can't do anything.
I'm sorry. I said 45, not 45 and a half.
Broncos versus Raiders, 10:15 Eastern, this Monday. I'm going to add that to something I don't give a fuck about.
Yep.
Well, maybe I kind of will. I like NFL better. But it's really more, I kind of wish, what's his name, would have been on.
Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown, yeah, stupid asshole. I still think something's shady. Something was going on. I think he was intentionally trying to get out of his contract, which I kind of... Okay, here's another thing that Tim won't fucking know, but I want you to answer. Is it illegal? So you have a contract signed, but you start acting like a complete fucking tool so you can go to another team, and the only way for you to do that is by you acting like a tool.
Did he shank that? Nope.
No.
Okay. Continue on.
So You're acting like a tool bag to get out of your fucking... And somehow they're able to find out that that's what your whole plan was in the beginning. So basically, you were conspiring to get out of a contract by just being doing something, you know, detrimental to the team. Can they sue you for that? Can they do anything about that? I guess it would depend on what's in the contract. Will someone fucking answer me?
I'm trying to figure out, like, if I can even come up with a believable lie. I mean, I think that's why they had the guaranteed versus the non-guaranteed. You know, you pay you the guarantee. I mean, we also got to think, these teams make billions of dollars a year. Are they really worried about $4 million?
Yeah. I guess they lose $4 million to him by cutting him.
I mean, if it's a guarantee, it's a guarantee. Guaranteed, hold up. Saturday was fined over $200,000. Guaranteed, $29,000 voided. Ooh.
Asked to be released on Instagram, released hours later. You know what? Good for the fucking Raiders.
Good for the Raiders and if I was...
Why they had to give him to the fucking Patriots? I don't know.
Maybe he'll be a cancer good enough to fuck them up. I doubt it.
So Ravens versus Dolphins. Dun, 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 dun. Boom, 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 boom. Todd Gurley. Fucking Rams. Fucking piece of shit.
I just feel like that reviewable pass interference shit is going to open Pandora's box. I really do.
Well, apparently it didn't during the preseason because they didn't fucking change a goddamn one. I think they changed three. But it was like 56 of them. So there's that. Fucking rolling donut. Someone sent me a message. I wonder what it says. I like the post I shared.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bum, 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 bum.
I just want to see who what.
Chicken wings. Tim, what's the best chicken wing in the city?
I'm going to have to go with Fieldhouse, sir. Fieldhouse. Now, I've heard good things about the Go Wings over by campus. I'll plug some businesses. Fuck it.
Jeez. Who are you? If I'm not following you on Instagram, I'm going to here in a second.
Anyways.
Only account Latina. 22. Foodie with a booty.
I'm so happy I'm not on social media anymore.
Well, you know what, Tim? You couldn't be following these beautiful Russian and Mexican whores. That I follow. They're not whores. I'm being a dick. They're nice ladies.
So anyway.
So, DAZN. Let's see. I downloaded the app.
You still got to pay for it.
Okay, I'm just... Give me a fucking second. Okay, it's... Why did Bellator do that? I don't understand it.
I think now would have been the most prime time to not be on a, you know, because now you got to do all this crap to watch UFC, man. You can watch Bellator on just regular TV. It might could close the gap.
So you can get yearly $8.33 a month, or you can do month. You can pay monthly and get $19 a month. You know what I think?
I think it's bullshit.
I think DAZN can fucking suck a fat one. DAZN can get an elephant's cock and put it in their mouth, for as I'm concerned.
I mean, I want to watch that one fight, but other than that, I just don't care enough.
You know what? If you get on Twitter, you can watch it for free.
I ain't even that concerned with that shit.
Just let you know. Or I can just... It'll be on Twitter. It'll be on something before you know it. Let's see.
Nate Diaz, Jorge Masvidal will headline UFC 244 at Madison Square Garden. Man, I want to say talks for Colby Covington to fight, who's it was with? Kamaru Usman kind of fell through.
All right, who's he going to fight next?
I don't know.
Kobe Covington is a good fucking fighter.
He is, but I think he thinks higher of himself than...
I do think it's a little bit of an act, what he's doing, to like being the MAGA guy. He knows that that's going to piss off a lot of people.
But, I mean, he ain't doing nothing somebody else ain't done before. He just found...
Yeah.
He went for the lowest hanging fruit. So, I mean, you know, just wants fat checks. I can't be mad at the dude.
Let's see.
He ain't doing nothing Floyd Mayweather didn't do. People bought Floyd Mayweather pay-per-views in the hopes they got to see him get his ass kicked.
That's pretty much it.
And
you know, the funny thing is, like, I think that's really, like, a big-time persona compared to what he's actually like as a person. Like,
it seems like it, yeah.
I mean, he did beat the fuck out of some women, but whatever.
What boxer hasn't?
Yeah.
How about Anthony Joshua versus Andy Ruiz, too?
When is that one going to be?
December. I think it's in the UK, because Andy Ruiz was not happy about that.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
I kind of liked seeing him win, though, because he just didn't look like he should win that fight, and he did. And he got, he was
a
getting
big fucking slob just fucking
he was getting his ass
knocker.
Kicked, too, and then he just fucking clocked him. Tell you what, though. As good as he is, I don't know if he could beat Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder looks like a Greek god.
Yeah, but Tyson Fury is fucking... I can't believe they fed him that fucking...
guy we watched.
We watched. He fucked that dude up, man. It was so bad. Like, maybe in the future that dude could fucking hang with him.
When they said
right
he
now.
Had never fought a ranked opponent, I was like, hold up. Why is he fighting for this title, then? He's never fought... And this is the problem with boxing. There's too many titles. Nobody gives a shit.
I barely give a fuck about it. Honestly, I can't tell you the name of a title. I just out of old knowledge that I have, I would say there's a WBO title, isn't there?
I think there's a WBO and a WBF.
What else? There's another one, though, isn't there?
Well, that's one of the problems boxing has, is all these good fighters sign these like exclusive contracts for this organization or this organization. And then you can't see the fights you want to see.
And you know another thing? It seems like they don't promote these fights very well. Because a lot of times these fights will go on, and I have no idea that that's even going on.
I probably would have watched Anthony Joshua versus Andy Ruiz.
I had no idea it was going on. No clue.
Until it was going down. Like,
yeah.
We didn't even know about the Tyson Fury fight until it was going down. And we just, like, the only reason we watched that was because it was like, well, we ain't got nothing else to watch.
Well,
and then
it's up. It's on.
I called that, too. That was the only fight I can say I've accurately ever predicted. Like, man, Tyson Fury is going to win this by knockout in the second round. And he did. Like, that dude didn't even look like he didn't even belong in the card with Tyson Fury.
No. He shouldn't. That dude got hurt, man.
That dude wasn't his fault. That was not his fault, though. I'm not trying to shit on this guy by any means, whatever his name was.
He was outclassed.
He didn't belong in there.
And I felt bad because he got, you know, he looked like he got pretty hurt pretty bad.
And Tyson Fury looked like he wasn't even trying. So I'm kind of like, you know, boxing, step your game up, man. Come on. Make the fights people want to see and promote some other guys. Quit with this WBO, WBF, WBB. I don't know if that's a thing. Just be boxing. Just be boxing.
There's too much money. Too much money involved.
Is there, though? Is there really?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I think boxing is just super corrupt.
That's true.
I think those fighters go in there knowing, like, I need to knock this dude the fuck out. Because if not, this fucking judge is not going to give it to me. He seemed like he was getting ready to throw the longest bomb ever. Okay, umpire.
Trying to see what quarter it is. This is the second quarter. All right. Trying to think of some other.
Some what?
I was just sitting there thinking of like other things that I've seen. I was like, that was kind of shady. Remember when we watched that kickboxing match and it was in that dude's hometown, home country, and he got his ass beat, but somehow still won the decision, and you and me were just like, huh?
What was that boxing match that happened in like the 1989? It happened in or 88. And happened like Seoul, Korea, and some famous U.S. boxer whooped some Korean dude's ass and still lost the fight.
I don't remember. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm sure that's happened plenty of times. Did you ever watch that documentary called Assault in the Ring?
Yeah, I liked that. That was a good one.
That was probably one of the best documentaries I've ever watched. And it was kind of weird because I've seen a short version of that, and I've seen people just dog that poor guy, the boxer who, you know, plastered his hands. And I'm not trying to forgive what he did, but when I watched that Assault in the Ring documentary, I felt like he had legit sadness for what he did. Now, I don't know if it's because he had legit sadness for what he did. Or
I tell you who didn't give a fuck.
His trainer.
His trainer didn't give a fucking shit. He didn't care at all. He's like, yeah, the dude fucking died. Fuck him. I was like, well, I don't feel sorry for you at all if you fucking died.
Well, of course, he was the one guy that didn't. I mean, they said, oh, you can never be a corner man again. But they also said, like, he can't go be a corner man, but he can still train people. So he's still,
yeah,
you know. The poor box, damn, he did catch that shit. That is a hell of a catch.
Fucking college.
Yeah. The funny thing, not the funny thing, but the one thing that I was amazed by is the kid that died. He tried to be a boxer again, but his dad wouldn't let him because he felt it would hurt the lawsuit. Now, I don't know how boxing is. I've never done a legit boxing match. But I know when we did MMA, man, we got, you know, three people have to sign off on everything, like your gloves, your wraps. You know, there's a process. And so how somebody, and like even right before you get into the cage, somebody checked your gloves, your wraps one more time, and, you know, if you had your ankle wraps, they checked them.
They actually went down and touched them?
Yep.
Felt them, make sure you didn't have fucking rocks and shit in there.
I mean, now it ain't like some thorough going through, but they grab them and make sure.
Now, what did that guy in the Assault in the Ring, what did he take something out and put something in?
He took out the padding in his gloves and he used, I don't know exactly what he did, but basically his hand wraps had plaster.
Okay, so it was like a fucking rock.
Yeah, he's basically getting hit in that kid with a rock.
Jeez. And like that dude was a very good boxer, but the dude's eye, like, he lost his vision, and then he committed suicide.
No. He got his ass beat, and the dad, I'm not sure what all medical problems he ended up having. He did have some problems with his eye. But the dad decided to sue the commission, because his dad was a trainer. And so, basically, his dad was forcing him not, you know, the guy healed up. And his dad was basically forcing him not to box anymore because he felt like if he boxed again, it would hurt his chances of winning the lawsuit against the commission. And if I'm not mistaken, he got drunk one night and drove, or he was drunk and the guy he was riding with was drunk. And anyway, they died in a car crash.
Are you sure that's what happened?
Yep.
Okay. Whatever you say, Tim. Whatever you say. So explain to me these beats per minute stuff, Tim. I don't understand it.
There's a standard four. You remember how that one day when I was trying to explain Tool, and there's 4/4 time, and there's like 3/4 time.
Yeah.
4/4 time is your standard time, and so beats per minute.
So is that what that is right there?
I think so. If somebody knows more.
So answer me this. So this says it's 120 beats per minute, and apparently I can change it to 60 beats per minute and record longer for some reason. Why do you think that is?
I have no idea on that.
Because I can change it to 60, and if I want to do 2.5 hours, I can. Somehow. I don't understand how.
Salt in the Ring. Here we go. Do, 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 do.
I just thought he killed himself.
I know he died in a car crash, so let's go with that. Injuries and auto accident. Okay. In March 6, 1984, Collins was killed when a car in which he was driving crashed into a culvert near his home in wherever Tennessee, a suburb of Nashville. The autopsy showed he died a short time later in the scene of the accident. Many commentators, as well as Collins' family, believe that the loss of his livelihood broke him emotionally and physically. Blah, blah, blah. So, told you he died in the... So, maybe he wasn't drunk. I don't know. I remember he died in a...
Yep. Let's see.
That was a good documentary, though. I recommend that to people. Assault in the Ring. It's a very good documentary.
Let's see.
I also think the guy who did it, the boxer.
Who?
The Mexican kid. or whatever he was. He grew up poor, and boxing was his way to try to stop being poor. And so, and when I listened to him talk, he also didn't seem that smart.
Yeah.
So, maybe he did, maybe he didn't know. I also think he probably was probably just taking advantage of it to some extent, too.
Well,
the only reason I say he might have known is because when you watch the other dude's trainer grab the gloves and say, there's no padding in these, he instantly looks to his corner and tells his coach to get in the ring. I don't know. Maybe he was just like, what the fuck?
Touchdown, USC.
But that same coach had been in trouble for, or I don't know if he got in trouble, but he had done some suspicious stuff, too.
What did he do?
Basically, one of his guys was getting his ass beat and was tiring. And, you know, you have multiple people in your corner. And so the one guy goes to hand him a water bottle, and the coach goes, no, not that water bottle, that water bottle. And all of a sudden, he got this burst of energy.
Yeah, they put, like, something in there, like...
Like that made him open his lungs or something, a little bit. I don't know exactly.
I thought this was like meth or something like that.
I don't know if it was that.
Like a stimulant, some kind of stimulant.
I don't know.
I don't know either. So USC just went up 24-20 against Stanford. 10 years ago, UFC would have just beat the piss out of them.
Right. What do you think is the most like? What do you think is the biggest MMA match that made you just go, what?
Biggest MMA what?
Like, MMA match that you thought was kind of either rigged or something sketchy went down.
Forrest Griffin.
Versus
Anderson.
Really? Hold up. No, that's kind of bullshit, because I said it looked like he took a dive, and you always criticized me.
I said no, but then when I watch, you know what? I don't necessarily know if it was a dive so much, but it looked like just Forrest just didn't give a fuck. Like, he wasn't just, like, he just went in there to get a fucking paycheck. Got his ass whooped, but just, he probably could have kept going, but he was like, fuck it, I'm not going to keep going. Which, I mean, I don't know if I could do that. Maybe I could, if money's right. But.
Man, Tito Ortiz versus Chael Sonnen, I swear Tito tapped that one.
He tapped?
It looked like it. We watched that fight.
Yeah. Did Tito win that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And even Chael said, dude, I thought he tapped.
What did he win by?
I want to say TKO. But I could be wrong.
Tito T has a fucking big head, man. That's the only thing I know. Literally a big head.
It's fucking huge.
Like,
I want to say he's.
Watermelon head.
He's fighting against. No.
Surely not.
He's fighting again. Tito Ortiz is fighting again.
Who the fuck is he going to fight?
I remember. I watched something on it yesterday.
You're fucking kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Tito Ortiz. How the fuck did he get the 205? That's what I want to know.
I do not know, sir. Tito Ortiz.
Mixed martial arts. And Wikipedia. Let's see what this says. Catch weight on July, he was 9, he would opponent would be former WWE champion Albert Del Rio.
Oh yeah, that's right. Alberto Del Rio has some MMA, actually has a pretty good bit of MMA experience. He fought Krokop. He lost, but he fought him.
Did he wear a mask and get knocked out?
Yeah, because Pride amended their rules right then and there to allow him to wear the mask.
Is that the guy who fucking wore the mask and get fucked?
Yep.
The dude hasn't fought since 2010.
Alberto Del Rio?
Yeah.
Well, hell no. He got fat checks from the WWE. Why would he?
Was he a good wrestler?
He was...
Entertaining on the mic? What's the deal?
He played his character very well. How about that?
Hmm.
The problem is he got billed as one of the top stars during that time when WWE just didn't have guys making it. It had, like, you know, CM Punk and John Cena, but that was about it.
So that was the guy who got his fucking... I remember him just wearing a fucking mask. I was like, well.
I just thought
not only does he look stupid as fuck, but he just got the fuck knocked out.
I just thought it was funny when I heard that they amended the rules right then and there so he could wear his mask.
Fucking Japanese. Fucking.
Better the freak show, the better. And they don't give a fuck.
I guess they're just open about it.
You know what, though? If they were open about it, that's fine. You know? Because let's be real here. If John Jones goes, hey, you know what? At the beginning of your, right when you're getting ready to sign the papers, it's right there. It's plain as day. Hey, you know what? I'm the juice for this fight. Can you, and you'd still agree to fight him, can you really say anything?
Yeah. I mean, if you agree to it, I mean, I guess it's not. Here's the thing. If steroids are not illegal in the organization and you take them, how is it cheating if you're not breaking the rules?
Right.
So, well, it's immoral. It's like, well, yeah, but we're not talking about immoral. We're talking about.
And something I've always said, I mean, realistically, if you go into GNC and you buy supplement X, you know, you're trying to get a leg up in something. Realistically, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get an advantage. The problem is, the reason why some of these drugs are illegal and some aren't is because the ones that are illegal work.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason why, you know, whatever 10,000 is legal, because it doesn't work.
Well, I think the best way people get around that is, like, each town probably, they probably have their Dr. Feelgood that can basically give you steroids, but it's a doctor doing it. And he can give you, like, oh, your test came back kind of low. You need something. Oh, really? This, what about this shot? It's like, yeah, this shot will help you a lot. And if you got it from some guy off the street, it'd be illegal. But since it comes from a doctor, it's not.
Still got to be careful about that, because, I mean,
USADA
don't give a shit, and the doctors just get busted a lot. That's what happened in the MLB. Old boy got busted, and
did you ever watch that documentary, Screwball?
No.
It's good. I got it. It's good. It's really good. Like, just people are just, they're just fucking dirty. It was, and the way they got found out was the guy, he loaned a guy $4,000 and didn't pay him back, and then he's like, okay, I'm going to tell everyone about A-Rod and, like, cause this huge fucking.
That's usually how it goes, though, ain't it? Somebody's hands didn't get greased and. What's happening here? I don't know. But it don't matter.
Ugh. Let's hold.
Shit. I'm tired.
Tell you what, I was tired last night and fucking passed out pretty quick. But I woke up. Fell asleep like at 2 and woke up at 8:30. Went to yoga and then I went to jiu-jitsu. Came here. I watched the fights and then me and Rizzo passed out on the couch for a few hours and woke up and ULM was winning. And then, yeah, that's pretty much my goddamn day. Watch LSU win. Now we're watching Stanford and recording a podcast.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, so he called the time. Is he just going to chunk that motherfucker down the field? That's all I want you to do. I just love shit shows. If I can see something go out of whack, I'm happy. I want to chunk the ball into the end zone. Someone break their leg in half and catch it. But he's, like, celebrating, but his leg's broken in half. Stanford won 77 years. So are they just a fucking tree? Is that what Stanford is?
Stanford Cardinal.
Okay. Well, why is it a fucking tree? Do they live in trees?
I would not be the person to ask. I think it's to symbolize the redwoods. Okay. Up there in Northern California. I don't know.
Where is Stanford at anyways?
Bay Area.
You know, that the fucking Bay Area of California might just be another country compared to Louisiana.
It's actually really fucking big, too. It's, like, so much shit in it. It's, you know, you look at it, it's like San Jose is at the southern point, and then, you know, you got, you know, Oakland here and San Francisco here, but it's, like, they're actually a decent ways away. They're, like, almost an hour away from each other.
Oakland and?
Like, Oakland, San Jose, which is at the southernmost part of the bay. Okay. And, like, San Francisco and Oakland are, like, right across from each other. But it's, like, 45 minutes away from each other. Not Oakland.
Okay, this is dumb. This is the Golden Gate Bridge. Does that connect Oakland to?
No.
What does that connect?
That connects San Francisco to the woods.
What?
I'm not even joking either. Look that shit up in the map. It connects San Francisco to the woods.
I just don't know if I could live in that area, man. Like, even outside, like, on the.
It's still a fucking $1 million for a broom closet.
Because I would have to, I'd have to. If I was gonna move to California, I'd probably go to like Santa Barbara or somewhere close to the Los Angeles area. Because here's the thing, the landscape and a lot of stuff about California is nice. It's just the goddamn government fucking sucks. That's really what it comes down to.
Cost of living is just too stupid.
Yeah.
But cost of living everywhere, really outside of the South, is going up. And you can get to more modern places in the South that it's still kind of going up. Like Tennessee, cost of living's going up a little bit.
Yeah, Austin is like one of the most expensive places in the country.
Dallas is still relatively cheap, though, for a big-ass city. One thing you ain't never got to worry about, though, Ferris, is cost of living in the Louisiana, Mississippi.
Good old West Monroe.
Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Arkansas. You just ain't got to worry about it.
Shit.
Jesse Palmer has looked the same for like 25 years.
I think he's looked the same since he graduated college. Who's this guy?
I have no idea.
Didn't he play for Florida?
I think so, yeah.
Kyle has like a big hard-on for him. Maybe I'm making that up and just being an asshole. Or maybe I'm fucking right.
I know he had a big hard-on for Tim Tebow, but who didn't?
Yeah.
And Tim Tebow had a big hard-on for Jesus.
He did. Well, Tim Tebow had a huge cock. Did you know that?
I don't. I don't.
That's why he was still a virgin until he got married. He had a small cock. That's what happened. Did you not know that? Someone took a picture of his cock and he wasn't very big. That's untrue. He has a real big one.
What is this podcast dissolved into?
He actually uses his cock to hit baseballs, like in the minor leagues. What is that?
Well, I think we're almost at time, sir.
We got a few minutes. Michigan. I fucking hate Michigan. I don't know why.
I think it's because of their helmet.
Their helmet's gay.
We don't mean that in derogatory terms.
I'm saying it's gay. Fuck it. It's gay. Okay? Jeez. Do we have to fucking nerf everything for people? I don't mean homosexual. I just think it's stupid. And guess what? Gay doesn't mean gay anyways. It means happy. So fuck you. So if I want to say Michigan's fucking helmets are gay, I'm going to say it. Their helmets are gay. Sorry. And hope they all burn in hell. Michigan players, that is. Not really. Yeah. Anyways, that was me being an asshole. You guys being an asshole earlier. Now I get to be an asshole. It's funny is that we thought we weren't going to do the whole hour and 20 minutes, but I guess we did.
Mark.
Tell you what I want to do is we need to get either Brett or somebody on so we can break up some of the monotony a little bit.
For real.
Share more, son. I swear every person in commercials look the same now. There's always a white couple, and then there's some black guys, except apparently at Stanford where they're all white. Yeah, there's some Mexicans. There's a white fella. An Asian, two white fellas, three white fellas. Let's see.
I don't even think this is Stanford.
What is this? It's got to be Stanford.
That's got to be USC.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Who was right? The Beach gave it away.
It is.
The Beach gave it away, man. Palo Alto isn't.
Wasn't ugly.
Palo Alto isn't on the beach.
Did you ever watch the O.J. Simpson? Like it's like 8 hours worth of fucking documentary.
No.
Just about him. That dude was a fucking psychopath, or is a
psychopath.
Didn't
we talk about this last night?
Yeah, but if you watch it, you will start thinking that he fucking did it. I promise you.
I still stand by it. Was his son. We'll never know though.
A lot of people think the reason that they lost that trial is because of the glove. Like, because the dude had a plastic rubber glove, and he had to put it on, and didn't fit quite right. Because you know if you put a rubber glove on your hand, nothing's going to fit on your hand right. So when there was the attorney, I can't remember the attorney's name, but when he did that, that's basically like, man, that's where we lost the case. It's like they had everything to prove that the motherfucker did it. Like it was just almost, it was almost like the only thing they didn't have was just a picture of him stabbing her in the fucking throat. And I tell you what, whoever killed her, fucking, and they made sure she was fucking dead.
That was with some violence.
Like she was dead as fuck. Like she was just not coming back from that at all. It wasn't like, look, I'm going to cut her throat. It was like, I'm going to cut her throat, and then I'm going to keep stabbing her until I'm just, that's what I'm going to do, keep stabbing her until she's just dead, dead. Not only dead, but, like, dead, dead. And she was. She was dead, dead.
Goddamn, Clemson is good.
Fucking Clemson. I think Clemson is better than LSU. They have a defense. The thing is that, here's the thing about LSU. Okay. They put up all those points, but they also got a lot of yards put on them and a lot of points put on them. So if they run into a real good defense that can just slow them down and their defense can't stop anything.
Man, speaking of which, how good did Oklahoma look the other night against Houston?
Yeah, they look really good.
And Jalen Hurts put on a show.
Fucking Alabama, 62-10. Gay ass Michigan again.
Watched part of this game. Army tried to make it a game.
There's no way this motherfucker brought it all the way back.
No. Oh shit. Oh. Don't worry, Army.
Oh
we understand.
Man. Michigan. They did it.
You know who can't? Army can't. I don't know. I'm sorry. That's that. I really stand by what I said, though. A lot of teams are closing the gap on the, disparity.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Moving.
Okay, that's fine. What all you got to take with you? You don't have a lot of shit, do you?
I don't have a lot of shit I'm taking with me tomorrow, but still.
Well, we should be at time because we're at an hour and 19 minutes, and I didn't start recording for like a few minutes. So, anything else to say?
We did enough.
No. All right.
Fucking Colorado. First of all, why is Nebraska at Colorado? That's what I want to know. You know what?
We're out.
We're out. All right. We'll see you later.